Well, speaking of the issue with sulkies, a lot of you getting in touch with us in relation to what happened in the Fianna, the Tralee Road on Sunday and in Fianna area. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, the wider issue of sulky racing and its place in Ireland and what we're seeing happening sometimes on public roadways is Martina Kenny. And Martina is with the My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue. Martina, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Now, look, sulky racing, it's a pastime that's been here for many, many years. It's in several different countries. We are seeing issues with it on public roads in an uncontrolled way over the last while. What is your perspective on it? What are you seeing when it comes to this form of racing and the animals involved?
Yeah, we're seeing it a lot, and we've a lot of rescue horses that we've had to take in that are very young, that have been on the front of a sulky, have been racing down main roads, and their legs are in bits, and they always will have leg problems because a horse is still grown till it's five, and why they use 1 and 2 year olds, I'll never know. It's awful. So I think it's dangerous also to the drivers out there. We're waiting for a massive crash where people are killed, horses are killed, and it's insane, because if people have seen it on videos, it is absolutely manic chaos.
Yeah, what we're seeing, and especially on the public roadway in an uncontrolled sort of a way with cars driving alongside, that is where real danger comes in. And it's the luck of God that there has been a more serious accident when it comes to that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the problem. Are we waiting until there's a really bad, serious accident where loads of people are killed, and then suddenly the government and everybody else stands up and goes, oh my God, we can't have that anymore. Instead of getting to it now, because at the moment I think they think there's secret WhatsApp groups around that I know that they all get in, you know, touch with each other and say, right, we're meeting at 4 or 5 in the morning. This is big money. This is a big gambling thing. So, you know, for anything like that, it's very hard to control anyway. But there could be like 30, 40, 50, up to 70 grand on a winning horse. So it's a lot of money. And we're, you know, it's a road traffic offence, first of all. And secondly, it's so dangerous. And what do we do about it? We need to, you know, it just needs to be banned. Like, I know Limerick put up everywhere, even though they still have them, but they do have signs everywhere. I think
no sulky racing on the motorway, on the roadway, those signs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe there should be more signs around the whole country with that. I mean, not that a sign is going to stop everything, but it definitely deters things, you know, or shows that it's taken very seriously. But I do think, like, it's a hard world out there for the guards at the moment. It's very hard in Ireland. There's so many horrible things happening, but we do need the guards having much more control of this, trying to find out when they're happening, getting out there beforehand, because it's scary.
Yeah. And we did see from Sunday, and what was reported, the Roads Policing Unit in Kerry seized three sulkies after responding to calls on the Fianna Road. And a vehicle was also seized as a driver was driving unaccompanied. You want to see more of that type of action?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I'm not saying, you know, like everything, ban, 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 but they should not be on the roads. And I'm sure there's sulky racers listening to me right now going, oh, here she goes again. But the problem is, you're going to cause a massive accident. You know, it's not like, it's awful. And plus the pounding on the road for that poor horse. Specialised shoes are needed. They are not wearing specialised shoes, I know, from the horses that we've taken in. So, like, if we're going to do this and the government can't stop it, then maybe, you know, make sulky racetracks and you know, in some way, organise it properly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, and I don't know, so anyone out there wants to correct me, there's a Harness Racing Association in Ireland. Racing Association. Is that the same thing? There are organised races, it is off-road, and if you want to gamble on it, you can gamble on it, I'm sure, like everything else. We see a lot of it happening in America and other countries as well, where you have, and South America, I think, as well, with harness racing. Can you divert the ones who are doing it illegally into more organised sport? Safety-controlled and animal welfare monitored.
You would hope so. Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. Like, it's up to authorities now. It's up to councils of each county to push it. It's up to the guards of each county to push it. And it's up to our government to push it. Because it is happening more and more. It's on huge main roads. Like, and how somebody hasn't been killed, I don't know. I have seen horses, like, we took a horse off the road that had been sulky racing. Now he has a beautiful home and he's won all sorts of rosettes and things. But then we've had others that have been dragged off the road and God love them, they've died, you know. And literally these guys have jumped off, taken whatever is valuable to them besides the horse and ran. You know, so it has to be looked at, that we need, you know, to make sure that these kind of things are not happening on our roads. Like, we're living in the 25th century and you'd swear we're living in the 18th century at the way things are at the moment.
That does really need to be tackled. On the wider picture of it, how is your rescue going? Are you in a big demand or do you have places or what's the situation, Martina?
No, we're in big demand. And sadly, I know some of my own friends don't even realise we're in an animal crisis at the moment. We're in a serious animal crisis with dogs, especially like our vet bills are like in the hundreds of thousands at the moment. And we are still taking in emergencies. Of course, emergencies need legs off. Emergencies have to go to UCD. Emergencies, it's soul destroying, but we won't stop, obviously. But it's just really, really hard. And then it's hard because people aren't, you know, they aren't being prosecuted. You know, they don't seem to be afraid. And we really need to change things. Otherwise, we're just gone to the pits. This country has gone to the animal cruelty pits.
All right, Martina, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about the
Sorry for ending
morning.
On such a sad note.
No, you're
Thank
fine,
you,
you're fine, but thanks for giving us your review on it. If you have a view on what Martina had to say from the My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue Centre, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on the sulky racing, the illegal nature of it on public roads, the organised nature of it, the lack of organisation of that, the fact that it's happening on public roads and the need to maybe put it into more organised sport if that is a way to try and prevent it happening on the main roads. We'd love to hear your views on that.